Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
What a privilege it is to come back to you one more time to present God's unsearchable riches, which is the Word of Almighty God. Today, my message is entitled, Making Your Priority Sure. Beloved, we all have priorities in our lives, but we need to make sure that our priority are evident and it's imminent if we are going to follow Christ. The Bible says, as I read for you today from the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, it says, And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have their nests. But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said unto him, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and say goodbye or farewell to those who are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man who having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Beloved, today I would like you to know that in this section, we've seen three different people with different kinds of responsibilities in their lives. They came to Jesus. They apparently met him somewhere where he was preaching. And we need to understand that Jesus, oh, what a Savior he is, that they fell in love with Christ and they recognized that there is something different about him. And I want you to know who are listening today that we might have many religions or many religious folks out there, but there is something different about being a Christian, is that there is a reality, there is a sense of belonging, there is a sense of love and appreciation more than you and I could ever imagine. And can you imagine, here it is, that the question for the hour was not, what must I do to be saved? It was, Lord, I want to follow you. It says right here in Luke chapter 9 and verse 57, that it came to pass that as they went in the way, I love that, they went in the way. You see, Jesus is the way, and they came to that way. Jesus made it very clear that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is the way to happiness, peace of mind. He is the way that leads to deliverance and a lively hope. Isn't it wonderful to know that there is someone who offered himself, and he gives us so much of himself on a daily basis through his word? We can trust the word of God. You can sit by yourself, you can lay there at night, and yet you can meditate on the words of God. It brings relief, it brings hope, it brings peace, it brings satisfaction, it brings a stability that none of us would be able to explain. Oh, the word of God is so rich. And this man says, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said unto him, Listen, before you follow me, you need to know a few things. One, the foxes, they have their holes or their dens. The birds, they have their nests. But the Son of Man, which refers to Christ, has no place to lay his head. You see, our Lord's answer to him revealed his own poverty when he was on earth. And they, when they traveled, there would be no reservations for them at any expense. expensive hotel or any inn or any motel or any wonderful place of residence, because there are times that wherever night fell, that's where Jesus slept. And whatever doors might be open to him, he would go in. What a joy it is to know that Christ, he is down to earth, and that's what we need to live, and that's what we need to demonstrate, a life of humility and simplicity. Poverty was part of the curse that Jesus came. You see, he did not only put on a human body, but he came to take poverty, that curse, to that cross, so that you and I can trust him for betterment in our lives. I believe in all my heart that God wants to bless his people. God wants to take them out of poverty. And the Bible declares that this man wanted to follow Jesus. We are not told that this man rejected to follow Christ, but what we were told is that Jesus told him that the foxes have their places of abode, the birds have their nests. When night falls, they all find their little place of security and comfort. In verses 59 through 60, and he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go and preach the kingdom of God. You see, the next individual had made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus, but he wanted to first bury his father. And this verse had been greatly misunderstood for a very long time. You see, Jesus was not forbidding him to go and attend his father's funeral. His father was not immediately dead, but rather, this man is saying that he would need to go and take care of his responsibility, fulfill the law of the old covenant. Thou shalt honor your mother and father, which is wonderful. And he would like to be there to see his father come to old age. He would like to take care of his father. He would like to do all the things that a son supposed to do, or a daughter, in order to prove himself that he is worthy to be called a son or the child of this man. You see, after his father was gone, he would be free to follow Jesus. But Jesus made it very clear that, listen, you need to realize that you need to follow me. When it comes to discipleship, our affections at times need to take second place to the will of God. When a conflict arises between the human affections and Christ, he claims the first place. Is the Lord first place in your life? I don't know where God is in your life today. Maybe you might be a Christian. Maybe you feel unworthy. Maybe other people have put you down. Maybe people have belittled you. Maybe people believe you're not qualified. You don't have what it takes to become a follower of Jesus. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save all those who are lost. Doesn't matter who you are. You do not need a high school diploma nor a university degree in order to follow Jesus. If ever you will follow him, you need to have a humble heart. You need to realize that only Christ can give you the peace and the joy and the calling in your life. I'm not against any Bible school. I would like people to go and be educated in the Word of God. But you need also to realize a Bible school or a wonderful Christian university could never give you what it takes to become a Christian. You need to have a heart to follow God and to serve Him, and a truthful spirit to honor Him. And you see, it is very important that Christ must take first place in our lives. His will and human affections may not always be what God intends it. And that's what Jesus tried to show him, that his human affection and his will was to take care of all the things he believed that were important. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, and he will will answer you. In verses 61 through 62, it says, and another said, Lord, I will follow you. You remember, Jesus didn't ask him to follow him, but this man, probably he felt an excitement. Like many people today, they go to church and they feel right away, I would like to go to be a missionary. I would like to do something for God. But there is, of course, there is a calling, and every calling comes with a price. And Jesus made it very clear. But, you know, you need to surrender your heart, Jesus says. And he says, I will follow you, but first let me go and say goodbye to those at home. And Jesus says, no man who having put his hand to the plow and look back is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, when you serve God and you have made a pledge to follow him, circumstances will come your way, situations will come your way, the devil will put all kinds of stumbling block along your path. But you need to realize that Jesus is greater in your life than all the things that you might be faced with. This third person wanted to bid his loved ones goodbye. He was a halfway, half-hearted follower of Christ. He wanted first to take care of a lot of things and issues in his life. We need to trust God to take care of all the things that we struggle with. It doesn't matter what it is that we might be struggling with. God can take care of all of those things, and we need to trust him. You see, this man wanted to be a disciple, but he did not want to make any sacrifice. You and I, in order to please God, we must all be willing to pay the utmost price. What is our priority today, beloved? I don't know what your priority is. Maybe your priorities are your children, which is a wonderful responsibility, but you cannot forget God. Maybe your priority is your job. Your priority is to become someone good in society. That is not bad, but your priority should be to honor God and to follow him and to serve him and to seek his will for your life. You see, here it is that this man had an opportunity to become a disciple. And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Friend, the cost of being a disciple of Christ is very high. It demands that all we have to give. I heard many people sang that beautiful hymn of old, all to Jesus I surrender, and all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. But as soon as someone hurt them or say something that offends them, oh boy, do you realize that they forget that they had surrendered their hearts and their souls and their motives and their will all to Jesus. They all take matters in their own hands. They begin to do eye for eye, plucking eyes for eyes and tooth for tooth, as the Old Testament says. But Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for those who despitefully use you, and pray for those who have hurt you. You see, what is our priority? Our priority is to live for Christ. And one of the ways to live for him is to have him resident. Beloved, we are so grateful that you have listened to us today. And Paul says in closing in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, Paul says, I count not myself to have achieved anything, but this one thing I do, I am forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before, because I'm pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Do we encourage you to write to us, call us, and you can also support us in whatever way God may speak into your heart to do so. We need you. We need your encouragements also. Write and let us know what God has been doing in your life through this ministry. May the Lord richly bless you and your household, and may the peace of God be upon you today. Until next time, God richly bless you.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P. P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.